Here we are again. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, and let's pick up where we left off at verse 25. Verse 25 begins, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body." I want to pause there for a moment and just consider what it means to put off falsehood. Of course, there's the obvious. Don't tell lies. Don't be dissuaded to withhold information or to give information that's not accurate. More often than not, when we lie, when we deceive, we do so out of an ill motive, either to gain something we think we want or need, or quite often, just because we're acting out of cowardice, we're afraid for what the outcome might be. In fact, even if we act out of greed, ultimately the root problem is cowardice. We're afraid to live in the circumstance God has given us, and we think that we need to live in a circumstance that we create for ourselves. More money, more opportunity, deception ultimately grows out of our cowardice to face the truth. And so, to have a good, solid relationship with anyone, we're being told to put off falsehood and speak truthfully, to face life as it is, not as we wish it was or want it to be, to acknowledge that things are as they are. What I find is that quite often, the biggest victims of deception are ourselves. And not being deceived by other people, but deceiving ourselves. Being unwilling to address ourselves, our faults, our flaws, truthfully and honestly. Being willing to address our lack of godliness, truthfully and honestly. Making claims in our minds that somehow our condition is more justifiable or better than our neighbor's, while Romans tells us in chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It doesn't matter the size of your sin. If you shoot a glass out with a small BB or you shoot a glass out with a large bullet, the integrity of the glass is ruined. So in our lives, there are no small sins, there are no large sins. We just miss the mark. The literal meaning of sin, miss the mark. We miss the mark of what God desires for us, which is true godliness, to be in character like Him. So this call for us to put off falsehood and speak truthfully has to actually begin with ourselves, with solid, good self-assessment. Self-assessment that brings into account the character of God and the things that God desires for us, and noting our own faults, flaws, weaknesses. There are four qualities that every good warrior needs to have. One of those qualities is know your weaknesses. You can't know where you need protection, nor can you know where you need improvement until you're aware solidly of your own weaknesses. And so in order to be a good warrior, in order to be a good team member, whether it's marriage or whether it's in the field, it requires that we begin with good, solid self-assessment and awareness of our own flaws and faults. This self-assessment, this looking within, is a place where Jesus commands us to get the mote out of our own eye, quit deceiving ourselves, and look within. I want to encourage you this week to pray that the Holy Spirit would let you see yourself in light of yourself and give you the courage to address yourself honestly, truthfully, and to begin to rid yourself of self-deception. That way, we're loving our neighbor as ourselves, which requires that we love ourselves first, that we make self-improvement first. So, this week, let's all decide to give God his do by letting his spirit make us aware of our weaknesses, our faults, and our flaws. And then let's trust them into his hands. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. As well, we have 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We can't wander too far. We can't be too broken. Romans tells us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So this week, let's look within. Let's rid ourselves of falsehood. And let's give our Father the best that we can. Have a great week.